Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with three Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Personality NLP case study for Cleo. Since Cleo has Purva Falguni rising in Leo as her ascendant, her personality likely blends warmth, creativity, and an elegant presence with a quiet undercurrent of self-expression and self-respect. Leo as a rising sign gives her natural charisma, a need for dignified self-expression, and a sense of personal royalty. But Purva Falguni refines this Leo power with Venusian charm, social grace, and a love for beauty, ease, and interpersonal connection. This nakshatra brings with it a performer's instinct, not necessarily theatrical, but expressive and relational. Cleo likely values aesthetics, emotional harmony, and balanced interactions. She may feel most herself when she's surrounded by environments that are both beautiful and emotionally resonant. From an NLP perspective, this ascendant suggests a strong visual and kinesthetic orientation. She likely filters experiences through a mix of emotional resonance. Does this feel right? And aesthetic clarity. Does this look or present well? Her motivation direction leans towards. She's drawn to pleasure, creative alignment, and relationship-based goals, preferring to build and grow rather than constantly defend or retreat. In the first house, Cleo has both the Moon and Venus, both also placed in Purva Falguni, which doubles down on this emotional artistic overlay. The Moon in Purva Falguni adds strong emotional sensitivity, a need for affection, and a creative imagination. Cleo likely feels emotions deeply and processes the world through feeling first. This is someone who needs emotional connection and validation, not in a needy way, but because her emotional self is central to her identity. She may have a soft, magnetic way of drawing others in, a calm that masks great emotional nuance. NLP-wise, this moon gives her a kinesthetic filter and a reactive action style. She tends to respond when emotionally moved rather than act impulsively. She memorizes and connects through felt experience, likely saying things like, that didn't sit well or it felt right. Venus in the same nakshatra and house emphasizes her desire for grace, elegance, and pleasure in how she presents herself. Cleo likely cares about how things feel and how they look. She may have natural poise, a refined sense of taste, and a tendency to attract people effortlessly. This placement also gives her strong relational intelligence. She understands the mood of a room, the tone of an interaction, and the emotional undertones of relationships, even when nothing is said aloud. NLP-wise, Venus here suggests a proximity-based preference. Cleo probably enjoys being close to others emotionally, but on her own terms, in balanced and beautiful exchanges. Her attention direction is naturally relational. She tracks both her own needs and those of others, often attuned to harmony and energy flow. Together, Cleo's ascendant, Moon, and Venus create a personality that is emotive, artistic, relational, and intuitive. Someone who reads the emotional atmosphere easily and who is likely drawn to environments that allow both emotional expression and aesthetic refinement. She learns through experience, expresses with heart, and leads through emotional resonance rather than force. Her strength lies not in domination, but in embodied presence and emotional grace. In the second house, Cleo has both Saturn and Jupiter placed in Hasta, bringing a blend of discipline, maturity, and perceptive intelligence to her speech, values, and relationship with resources and self-worth. The second house governs how she expresses what matters to her through language, financial habits, and the way she embodies value in the world. With this powerful pair in Hasta, a Virgo nakshatra ruled by the moon, Cleo's expression likely blends careful precision with deep ethical thought. Saturn in Hasta suggests that Cleo chooses her words carefully. She likely doesn't speak impulsively and may have learned early on the power of saying less and saying it well. There may be a calm, structured, or even understated tone in her speech. She likely values language that's intentional and respectful and may be naturally reserved in how she shares emotionally or financially. From an NLP lens, this Saturn supports a specific chunking style and a reactive action pattern. Cleo responds after thinking, after scanning the emotional and structural landscape. She is likely most comfortable when her environment and her finances or conversations are predictable, functional, and clean. Her motivation direction here is often away from chaos or waste. She prefers order and clarity, especially in emotionally loaded conversations. Jupiter in Hasta, on the other hand, adds a teaching, philosophical tone to the same domain. She likely brings quiet wisdom into her communication, the kind that isn't flashy but is deeply grounded. Jupiter gives her a moral compass, and in Hasta, that compass is finely attuned to subtle details. She likely speaks in ways that build trust, offer insight, or help others make sense of complexity. NLP-wise, Jupiter here leans toward a general chunking style. Cleo sees the larger emotional and ethical framework in conversations, and likely speaks with a quiet sense of purpose. This placement also supports auditory digital processing. She thinks in terms of sequencing, logic, and meaning. Together, Saturn and Jupiter in Hasta give Cleo a thoughtful, composed, and deeply principled relationship with her voice, money, and values. She likely expresses herself with care and consistency, aiming not just to be understood, but to be constructive. Her values are rooted in what's useful, ethical, and elegant, and her communication reflects a deep respect for both emotional and intellectual integrity. In the sixth house, Cleo has K2 placed in Uttara Ashada, which brings a subtle, self-contained, and spiritually refined approach to how she navigates work, routine, conflict, and self-discipline. The sixth house governs daily responsibilities, problem-solving, health, and how one responds to pressure or imperfection. And with Ketu, the planet of detachment and subtle insight, Cleo may feel simultaneously capable and slightly disconnected in this domain. Uttara Ashada, ruled by the sun and associated with enduring truth, dharma, and responsibility, gives her a quiet inner strength when dealing with challenge or service. But K2's presence suggests that while she performs well in structured settings, she may carry an internal sense of been there, done that, with regard to routines, duties, or even conflict. She likely doesn't crave control. She seeks integrity. Her actions are less about proving competence and more about doing what feels aligned. There may be a tendency to pull away from rigid systems or emotionally charged problem solving if the deeper purpose isn't clear. From an NLP perspective, this placement shows a dissociated, internal processing style. Cleo likely observes tension or chaos with a quiet detachment. She watches before reacting and often sees patterns or flaws that others miss. Her chunk size here leans general, especially in the way she understands long-term causes behind short-term issues. She may excel in identifying underlying inefficiencies, but she doesn't always feel emotionally tied to fixing them unless they align with her inner principles. Her motivation direction is often away from. She instinctively avoids environments that feel rigid, unkind, or misaligned with truth. But rather than react with drama, she steps back, reassesses, and may quietly withdraw or reorganize things in the background. There's also a strong kinesthetic filter. She physically senses when something is off in her work rhythm, body, or environment, and may need time alone to reset when things feel energetically cluttered or out of sync. Altogether, K2 and Uttara Ashada in the sixth gives Cleo a spiritually alert and selectively engaged approach to responsibility. She may not attach to traditional ideas of service, but when something resonates with her deeper values, she shows up with quiet endurance and surgical precision. Her gift lies in recognizing what really matters and letting go of what doesn't. In the 11th house, Cleo has Mars placed in Ardra, bringing dynamic intensity, sharp perception, and focused ambition to her social relationships, long-term goals, and how she moves through collective environments. The 11th house governs gains, networks, community, aspirations, and fulfillment through group effort. And Mars here suggests that Clio approaches these areas with personal drive and a fierce commitment to getting things done. Ardra, ruled by Rahu and symbolized by the storm or teardrop, adds mental brilliance, emotional intensity, and the ability to see clearly through complexity. Mars in Ardra gives her a mind that doesn't just act, it analyzes, cuts through, and refines before it moves. Clio likely doesn't tolerate superficial group dynamics or vague aspirations. If she's part of a community or chasing a vision, it needs to have substance. She may take on leadership in social settings, especially when action or strategic restructuring is needed. She's the one who brings precision when the group is spinning in circles. From an NLP lens, this Mars reveals a proactive auditory digital filter. She makes decisions quickly when logic and emotional urgency align. Her chunk size is specific. She breaks down long-term goals into clear, actionable steps and likely holds her peers to high standards. She may express frustration when others don't carry their weight or when ideals aren't matched by effort. There's also a kinesthetic undertone here. Mars and Ardra often feels tension in the body before it's fully verbalized. Clio might experience restlessness if her goals are blocked or if her social environment lacks alignment. She likely needs motion, change, or strategy to feel satisfied, especially in shared efforts or group initiatives. Her motivation direction is strongly towards. She moves with urgency toward results, especially when the vision is clear and the emotional reasoning is sound. But when collective dynamics become muddled, she may shift into away from, using her incisive perception to call out what's off, or simply stepping away from environments that drain her. Overall, Mars and Ardra in the 11th house gives Clio a powerful edge in vision-driven collaboration. She's the strategist in the team, the one who refines the blueprint and cuts through fog. While she might not always be warm in group settings, she is effective, clear, and emotionally charged with purpose. Someone who thrives when goals are sharp, roles are defined, and movement is forward. In the 12th house, Clio has a potent combination, Sun in Ashlesha, and Mercury and Rahu in Pushya, all pointing to a complex, intuitive, and psychologically layered inner life. The 12th house governs the subconscious, solitude, sleep, intuition, spiritual exploration, and what's hidden from the public eye. And this planetary trio suggests Clio does a great deal of her emotional and mental work inwardly, behind the scenes, or through private cycles of self-reflection and inner mastery. The Sun in Ashlesha gives her a deeply private but powerful sense of identity. Ashlesha, ruled by Mercury, is known for insight, emotional coiling, and the ability to sense what's underneath. Clio's selfhood is not loud or performative. It's quiet, observant, and potent. She likely prefers to lead or influence from the shadows, guiding through intuition, emotional intelligence, or subtle persuasion rather than overt control. NLP-wise, this Sun gives her an internal frame of reference and a kinesthetic emotional filter. She senses her place in the world through energy and emotional cues, and likely feels who she is before she intellectualizes it. Her chunk size here is general. She intuitively grasps patterns over time and sees herself within long arcs of transformation or psychological growth. Mercury in Pushya adds deep emotional intelligence to her thought process. Pushya, ruled by Saturn, brings wisdom, nurturing, and a protective instinct, and Mercury here operates with emotional responsibility and intuitive precision. Clio likely speaks thoughtfully, especially in emotionally sensitive contexts. Her inner dialogue may be rich, introspective, and layered with themes of care, ethics, and caution. NLP-wise, this Mercury indicates a blend of auditory, digital, and kinesthetic filters. She reasons through both feeling and structure. She processes slowly, methodically, and prefers to respond rather than react. Her chunk size is often specific, especially when tracking emotional patterns or memories. Rahu in Pushya, close to Mercury, intensifies this internal emotional processing and adds a deep hunger for psychological or spiritual integration. Rahu here brings a karmic focus. Clio may be drawn to healing, therapy, mystical studies, or emotional archetypes without always knowing why. Her subconscious mind is active, even when she's not speaking it aloud. Rahu in Pushya can also create an obsession with emotional safety, emotional validation, or belonging. But in the 12th house, These desires may be projected inward or processed through solitude. NLP-wise, this placement supports general chunking, dissociation, and a towards motivation direction. Clio is pulled toward inner peace, clarity, and emotional mastery, but often has to navigate illusions and projections along the way. Together, this trio in the 12th house gives Clio an inner world that is rich, mysterious, strategic, and deeply intuitive. She may appear reserved or calm outwardly, but her inner life is emotionally textured, mentally active, and constantly self-assessing. She likely requires solitude not as escape, but as recalibration, a sacred space where she integrates, sorts, and transforms. In work or creativity, she may channel this inner world into emotionally resonant output, but only when it feels energetically clean and personally meaningful. At her best, Clio is a quiet force of emotional intelligence, intuitive strategy, and inner clarity, someone who leads from within and builds her world on deep self-knowledge and subtle perception. Overall, NLP drives for Clio. Clio's NLP profile reveals a highly intuitive, emotionally refined, and internally structured personality. She processes the world through a subtle yet consistent blend of emotional resonance, logic, and perceptive strategy. Her chart shows a quiet, poised strength, someone who thinks and feels deeply before responding, and who filters her life experiences through a lens of inner integrity, personal rhythm, and understated purpose. She learns and leads from the inside out, not by reacting, but by aligning, refining, and quietly guiding outcomes with presence and precision. Her dominant processing styles are kinesthetic and auditory digital. With Moon and Venus in the first house, Purva Falguni, much of her learning and sensing happens through body language, tone, emotional presence, and energetic feel. She notices the vibe in a space, the undercurrent in a conversation, or the feeling behind someone's words. Simultaneously, Mercury in Pushya and Saturn in Hasta give her a logical, structured mental framework. She sequences thoughts, tracks systems, and filters language through subtle but clear standards. Together, these styles make her both emotionally receptive and mentally precise. Her chunk size varies by domain. In social and expressive contexts, first and 11th houses, she uses specific chunking, noticing detail, tone, and the emotional tempo of her environment. But in reflective, intuitive, or spiritual zones, 12th house Sun, Mercury, Rahu, she shifts into general chunking, sensing broad emotional patterns and inner cycles over time. This gives her the ability to toggle between nuance and vision, zooming in when she's connecting, zooming out when she's integrating. Clio's motivation direction is primarily towards oriented. With strong first and 11th house influences, she moves toward harmony, beauty, emotional clarity, and socially meaningful goals. Mars in Ardra gives her strategic action. She acts when she sees a purpose, especially when that purpose resonates emotionally or intellectually. She may also carry a light away from filter in daily life, key two in the sixth, intuitively avoiding confusion, inefficiency, or emotional clutter in her routines and workspaces. She doesn't just seek ease, she seeks elegant alignment. Her frame of reference is strongly internal. She trusts her own emotional barometer and thought process, rarely needing external approval to know when something feels right. With Sun and Mercury in the 12th, she processes much of her insight in solitude, needing quiet to think, reset, and distill clarity. Even when she's expressive or social, she's checking in with an internal compass that guides her deeper than appearances. Her action style is both proactive and reactive, depending on the emotional and mental clarity of the situation. Mars gives her the capacity to lead and act decisively, especially in collective spaces. But in emotionally complex or ambiguous moments, she becomes reflective, preferring to sense, wait, and respond only when she's sure. She does not rush. Her moves are elegant, timely, and tuned to emotional truth. Overall, Clio emerges as someone with quiet magnetism, intuitive clarity, and a refined sense of self-direction. She doesn't force change, she invites it through tone, rhythm, presence, and emotional coherence. Her NLP drives show a person designed to move through life with grace, integrity, and deeply felt knowing. Someone who sees and feels more than she says, and says only what truly matters.